Before you even guys get to halftime, I mean, what has been your message to the defense when you guys get in a hole early? I mean, what is it? I mean, because, you know, a lot of guys will see that and that'll kill their momentum and they're not able to go out and get it.
It goes back to what I said. I mean, we coach on the premise that you play no matter what is on the scoreboard. You don't look at the time. You don't look at the score. You just go out and play the next play. We try to coach like that in practice. We try to develop something bad happen. Yeah, there's some things you got to stop. You got to say, hey, this is, we got to correct this. We got to get this fixed right now. But there are times where, you know, you can't think about the last play. And I think our guys have taken that mindset. Okay, something bad happens, come back, make a big play. Make something happen. But I don't think there's a magical answer, and there's not a magical thing that, you know, switch that you turn on. A lot of people have asked me that, but there is none. You just got to keep playing, and, it's a mindset.
And that's obviously easier said than done. Don't pay attention to the scoreboard. But since you guys have, you know, done that and been able to have success after being down 21-0, all of that, how much of, you know, how beneficial is that for you guys, knowing that they understand that they can come back?
I think first of all, let me go back to this too. I think a lot of it has to do with your players, the mindset of your players. You know, I think that's to be able to have that willingness and the tenacity to say, okay, it may be bad, but it's a 60-minute game, and we play that, and that's what we, you know, that's what we emphasize. But I do think that when you do it once, the second time, it's not easier, but you have the confidence to do it. And then if you do it three times, then it's like, okay, I can do this.